This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. One of the more difficult positions of appointment is that of a judge. A judge has on his shoulders a colossal responsibility and a mammoth task. The hadith of Abu Dawud and Tirmidhi, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man ju'ila qadiyan," a person who has been appointed as a judge, "faqad dhubiha bighayri sikkin," it is tantamount to slaughtering him without a knife. When we speak about a judge, a litigation process, justice, we tend to elevate it to the macro level, to the Supreme Court, to the man sitting on the bench. And yes, that is a great manifestation of justice in this world. But let's not forget, even in our simple feuds and arguments where we arbitrate or we pass judgment, we are responsible and we ought to give the correct judgment. And in doing the correct judgment, it's essential, it's imperative that we have both sides of the story before us. And we're not gripped by emotion. We're not gripped by emotion. Or there is no sense of nepotism where it's a family member and we favor and we prejudice and we bias. So one of the greatest judges of all times was Qadi Shuraih rahimahullah. Read about him and you'll know about his justice. Speak about justice and he comes to mind. Suffice to say, in the honor of this man, that even the Sahaba, he was a Tabi'i himself, even the noble companions would present their cases to him and he would pass judgment. It is mentioned about him once that Sha'bi rahimahullah was present and a woman came and she complained and presented her grievances. وَأَنَّهَا تَبْكِي, and she started crying and sobbing and wailing. So Sha'bi rahimahullah said, "Ya Aba Umayyah, oh Shuraih, why don't you pass the judgment in favor of this woman? It's quite apparent from the external that she's been hurt, she's crying, she's tearing, she's been violated." Subhanallah, what did Qadi Shuraih rahimahullah say? He said, "La yanbaghi lil insani an yaqdi illa bil haqqi." That it is important and imperative that a judge only gives the correct judgment and he does not get influenced by external emotions. And then furthermore, he said that everyone that cries, it's not a guaranteed proof that the person is a victim, that the person is a victim. So in a husband and wife feud, one partner might cry and the other one might not cry. It does not suggest necessarily that the one that tearing is the victim and the other is the victor. And then he gave proof in this regard. He said, "Ama tara ila ikhwati Yusuf," don't you look at the siblings of Yusuf alayhi salam, "yabkoon," they came to their father, "waja'u abahum isha'an yabkoon," they came to Yaqub alayhi salam crying, "wahum zalamatun kathiba," whereas they were the oppressors, they were the perpetrators, and they were the liars. "Idha ishtabakat dumu'un fi khududin, tabayyana man baka mimman tabaka." So the message is that before you pass judgment, whether it's something simple or something advanced, whether it's on a local scale or those that are sitting on the bench, you need to apply your mind carefully and you need to have all perspectives in place. Remember, and I leave you with these words, "Inna Allaha yuhibbul muqsitin." It's a verse of the six juz. If you can execute justice in a manner that is pleasing to Allah, then surely you are the beloved of Allah. May Allah make us all His beloved. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.